RadioStPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordell, and welcome everyone to Job Talk. I'm your host, Dean Logan. And I want to start off today's show by saying hello to a few friends that are listening throughout the country. Birthday is coming up to my friend Linda. Happy birthday, Linda. She's in Michigan. And other folks that are listening are Dave and Kathy, also in Michigan. And hope your dad's doing better, Dave. And big shout out to Larry in Texas and David and Michael in Florida. Thanks for listening. Anyway, for all of you planning a trip to Florida, got to talk to you about the weather. It's unbelievable. What a great weekend we had, and the weather's in the mid-70s. It's just beautiful. If you're planning to get a trip here, I'd definitely recommend making those plans as soon as possible. Anyway, I want to get right to our guest today. My guest today is Rob Kapusta. Rob is an attorney and president of Fisher & Sauls. He also serves as chairman of the St. Petersburg Downtown Partnership, as chairman of the board of directors of LumaStream. And welcome, Rob. Thank you very much for showing up today.
Well, it's great to be here, and as former Mayor Rick Baker used to say, it's another great day in St. Petersburg. Glad to be here.
So I'm so happy you're here. I've wanted you on my show since the beginning. Everywhere I turn, it seems I come up and I see you in the events, or I hear about your name, and you're involved in so many good things here in the development of St. Petersburg. So thank you again for being my guest. I'd like to start off by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself. Did you tell us about your St. Petersburg beginnings and roots? Well,
I've been working in St. Petersburg, president of Fisher & Sauls, PA. It's a law firm that can handle all of your legal needs. We do corporate, real estate, estate planning, probate, commercial litigation. We do a wide variety of legal services for people here in St. Petersburg, and it's the oldest. There's a issue whether it's the oldest or the second oldest firm here in St. Pete by about 2 months, but we've been here 77 years.
Wow.
So we're well established, and that's what brought me to St. Well, what brought me to St. Pete was two things. Went to Stetson Law School, and then started working here in St. Petersburg for Fisher & Sauls.
Great. What kind of practice areas does Fisher & Sauls have?
Well, they have a business law practice area, corporate law, probate, estate planning, real estate. We do loan documentation and commercial litigation. So we handle a wide variety of legal services for people.
And you're located downtown St. Petersburg.
Downtown St. Pete, 100 2nd Avenue South, Suite 701. Phone number is 727-822-2033. And we have a website, fisherandsauls.com.
Wonderful. I know I'm glad you remembered the website. I'll ask you again for that later. I always forget those things. Okay, so you know, you're involved in so many good things here. Tell me a little bit, you're involved in the arts as well, right?
I'm involved in the arts in a couple of different ways. One, I am chair of the Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts. That's the foundation that is primarily supporting the Mahaffey Theater. And if you look at what's happening in the Mahaffey Theater over the last 3 years, it's undergoing a huge renaissance. We've got tremendous shows. The facility itself, they've put millions of dollars, or we've put millions of dollars. Bill Edwards has put millions of dollars into renovating it, refurbishing it, upgrading it. I just took a tour literally 3 days ago of the backstage where the actors stay and the performers, and the rooms that they have are second to none of any other theater out there of comparable size in the United States. It's gaining a great reputation among the performers, 4 years ago, we would be out there asking people to come here and kind of having to go out and make a bunch of phone calls. It's turning around. We have performers calling us up saying, hey, can we come there? What dates do you have open? We'd like to book a show with you and things of that nature.
And how long has Mahaffey Theater been around?
We are celebrating our 50th anniversary coming up this spring, and we've got a lot of exciting events. I can't announce them, but we have got some exciting shows and events planned, and I can't announce them yet, but there's going to be a tremendous celebration. It's going to outdo our opening that we did a few years ago.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so there's some other you're involved in also the St. Petersburg Downtown Partnership. You're the chair of that. Tell me about that.
St. Pete Downtown Partnership is really an organization that is its goal is to really support and help St. Pete, downtown St. Pete, our geographical area. We're focused on the downtown St. Petersburg area, and that ranges, what we do for the downtown St. Pete ranges from supporting the arts to attracting businesses to, you know, we've got a tremendous marine science and research facilities here, helping that grow, supporting, downtown St. Pete has got so much going for it. And let me just kind of go over a few things. And we've got a vibrant entertainment district here. We've got restaurants, clubs, sidewalks. You come down here on a weekend evening or even during the week, it's hard to find a parking space. There's so much going on, and there's new restaurants coming in all the time. And furthermore, they're not chain restaurants, which I think makes it even more interesting for people to come to. Look at, again, the museums we have here, our cultural attractions. We've got the Dalí downtown St. Petersburg. We've got the Museum of Fine Arts, the Chihuly exhibit, and I'm missing a few others, but tremendous.
Duncan.
You know, Duncan McClellan Gallery is tremendous. We've got the Warehouse Arts District, which the partnership has been involved in assisting, and that's an exciting area. Every second Saturday, there is a second Saturday kind of art walk. The Warehouse Arts District is an area over near the Dome Industrial District, and it's a location where the artists can live there, they can work there, and they can sell their art there. And the zoning allows that, and that's unusual zoning. You don't usually find that zoning, but that zoning is really helping us draw some first-class artists to St. Pete. And there's a lot of artists there that people have no idea. Duncan McClellan, who you mentioned, and there's a sculptor there by the name of Mark Ayling. He incidentally did the dolphins that are at the Sundial. Mm-hmm. Sundial is a nice entertainment complex, just filling up with tenants here in downtown St. Pete. Another exciting kind of facility in downtown St. Pete that's happening. St. Pete, the word is out about St. Pete now. I am aware of two or three other potential developers that are coming here looking at property, looking for something to do, and they're excited about St. Pete, what they hear about St. Pete. We've got, what is it, over 1,000 apartments either being built or planned right now.
Wow.
And that's all in the St. Pete, downtown St. Pete area.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned a story, too, about how some people that were considering bringing their festival here were a little reluctant. And I always like to hear good stories like that because I'm very interested in letting people know why they should do business here in St. Pete, why they should relocate here or want to, bring their festival their here as opposed to other places like California or just some other places. So, can tell me that story that, again.
Well, it's interesting. What's happening here in St. Petersburg, November 3rd through 9th, is the Blue Ocean Film Festival. And what that is, it's a film festival and it's a dedicated to films with regard to the ocean. And it's also kind of a conservation, and really we're going to have a lot of world-famous people, lecturers here that are involved with the ocean, have interest in the ocean. We may have Jeremy Irons coming here. A few other famous people may be coming here. James Cameron may be coming here. It's a very, very exciting event taking place here in St. Petersburg for that week. But it's interesting how we got them. The executive director of it was, they had, and it takes place every other year. One year it's in the United States, and the other year it's in Monaco. So they had been having it in Monterey, California. And the board of Blue Ocean was looking for potentially moving to another location. And we heard about that and suggested to them St. Petersburg. And we took the executive director through when she liked it. And she was already pretty much familiar. Debbie Kinder is her name, and she was already familiar with it. And so she said, well, I'm going to need to convince my board. They really don't know about St. Petersburg. So she had the meeting. They have a quarterly meeting, I believe, board meeting. They had it here in St. Petersburg. And before the meeting, pretty much there wasn't a great deal of interest in moving it to St. Petersburg. And there was one person on the board, a very smart individual, who had a lot of business sense, and he was the one of the ones that was saying he didn't see any reason to come to St. Pete. And it wasn't that he was against St. Pete, he just didn't know about St. Pete. So came here, took him on a two-day kind of tour of everything we had going here, and I was at the board meeting where they were deciding where they're going to have their next film festival, where it should be, whether it should be here or stay in Monterey. And he got up, he said, if we want to grow this film festival and make it even larger and better than what it is now, we need to be in St. Petersburg.
Wow, that's great. So, and it's true. I mean, this is a place to be. I mean, if you're going to have a business or a festival or anything. So what did he like the most? Any feedback on that too? What really went into his thinking? I know.
Well, again, you go what we've got in St. Pete. We've got a tremendous waterfront. Many years ago, the St. Pete citizens were very wise in protecting our waterfront with all the waterfront parks. So we've got a beautiful venue. We've got a number of theaters here to show the various films. And then we've got the USF College of Marine Science here in St. Petersburg, located in St. Pete. You have a lot of people that know a lot about the ocean. We've got a lot of expertise here. With everything, and we got great museums here, great cultural life, and they said, yes, we need to come here.
That's great, and thanks for bringing them. I really appreciate it. This is why I wanted to talk with you. You're just so involved, and most people, I don't think, even know who's behind a lot of this, and I'm just so happy to have a chance to let people hear you tell your story. Now, there's been a couple other success stories, and the partnership works with entrepreneurs.
We have a interesting. Again, we helped out a small company a number of years ago, and they gave us one share, and said, if this share ever becomes worth anything, we want you to reinvest it in companies that are starting up here in St. Petersburg. Well, as a result of that, it turned into being a little bit of money, not a great amount. But as a result, we have a very small fund that we can invest in kind of startup St. Petersburg companies. Well, we've invested in two companies so far that I think are very, very exciting, creating job opportunities. I mean, we're doing job talk here. So, again, we're creating jobs with the marine science, all the different things we have going on in St. Pete. But these are two startup companies. And LumaStream is an LED lighting company. They're based here in St. Petersburg, 2201 First Avenue South. They employ about 25, 30 people right now. And interestingly, we have a program with St. Pete College whereby they're having classes right in our facility there. And those classes are teaching them to use, the milling machines today are really high-tech computers, CDC machines, and they're learning to use those machines, and instead of building widgets, they're building parts that we need. So the students really enjoy doing that. We're not making a make-believe or something that's just going to be TOS. This is something that will actually be go out and used in commerce. Great. They're giving classes there, and then after they graduate, this is a skill that's in high demand. They generally are able to find jobs, and we've actually hired a couple of the graduates there. So it's worked out to be a win-win situation. And then SavvyCard, that's a completely different type of company. It's a very they put together a SavvyCard is a kind of a mobile website that is really ideally designed. It'll go on any device, any computer device, but it was really ideally suited for mobile web devices. And it's a website that you can almost personalize to yourself, have it in the cloud, and they can develop it and reformat it. And it's a startup company, and they're going out there in the marketplace and promoting the product and have had very good success so far.
I was talking with David, and he mentioned, I think Randy was mentioning, but they went up and talked to the Jacksonville Jaguars, I think, in the stadium environment. That SavvyCard experience can turn into a lot of things where there's so many participants, and they're trying to get that together there. I mean, what an idea. I mean, it's just incredible.
It's an unbelievable technology that can be used in any number of different venues in any number of different ways. Real estate realtors, they love it because they can have their own SavvyCard, send it to a customer and say, okay, here is my listings, tap on this button, it's right here, here's all my contact information. Again, it's a mobile website business card, and then if that realtor decides that, okay, I'm moving on to a different real estate company, they've got the SavvyCard, he just updates his contact information, and all of his previous customers still have it. He doesn't have to, you know, send out emails or to anyone. So it's a tremendous technological asset for a broker to have like that.
And so do people, I mean, other entrepreneurs that have other ideas, I mean, how would they come to you? And for example, how did you come to know about SavvyCard and LumiStream?
We're just out there, and we have a board, and they hear about different things. We don't have a formal process, somebody was interested, again, they could easily send it to the partnership, and partnership has an address, email address, we're located at 244 Second Avenue North, Suite 201, and the number is 727-821-5166, but it's www.stpetepartnership.org.
Great. And are you interested in anyone that has a great idea? I mean, are you approachable in that regard? If people listening to this show, hopefully, are people that will be entrepreneurs or want to reinvest in themselves or company in St. Pete, are you?
We do have criteria that we look at. Because we're a St. Pete organization, it's got to be St. Pete based.
Right.
Both SavvyCard and LumiStream are St. Pete based. Mm-hmm. Two, we have to look at if it's a viable technology or something like that, we would talk to the people, but we don't have a great deal of money, so
right.
We really pick and choose carefully.
Mm-hmm. But great, but see this, that's just, it's just another place for somebody to start even.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, wonderful. And isn't there something going on today with another new kind of?
Well, we've also been involved in, and I'm very involved in, St. Pete Tech Garage, which you talk about jobs. That is a very exciting innovation entrepreneurship center. Tech is TEC, stands for Technology and Entrepreneurship Center. And it's really being run by the Tampa Bay Innovation Center. And it's a location here on 2nd Avenue North in the St. Pete College building. There's 6,000 square feet in there, and we have space in there for entrepreneurs to come in. We have different programs whereby they can learn if they need to put together a business model, or we have coaches that will coach people with regard to getting a business started, try to help them open up doors to get their business going, kind of vet their ideas, and go through the whole program. And we have a number of different ways they can be there. They can just simply rent out office space. office sharing, different things like that. Well, we're open. Today is a grand opening, and we've got tremendous interest in that.
I bet, as we should. I mean, it's a great, what a wonderful thing.
Well, in addition to that, this is just the first step, because our next plan is to build a building, and that will be a much larger, it'll be a 40,000 square foot building located in St. Peter Street and 11th Avenue South. And we want to, again, have a 40,000, be able to take in a lot more businesses, entrepreneurs, people that want to start businesses, help them, guide them, and coach them, and have that right here in St. Petersburg.
And that will create jobs.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Perfect. And again, talking about jobs, I just have a few more questions for you, and I'll let you go. But if there was, especially as a president of a law firm, and dealing with so many jobs, I ask one question of everyone every week. If somebody was going to interview and apply for a job with you or any of your companies, what one piece of advice would you be able to give them?
Well, I would tell them, in any all correspondence, resumes, any information that they send, especially to anybody, but to a law firm, we deal with words all the time. We're always writing. So we look at something that comes in, and I can't tell you how many times we've got misspelled words, grammatical errors, wrong punctuation, and quite frankly, it does not make a good impression at all.
And okay, and let's see, one more thing. If somebody's coming here for fun, and when you talk about all the restaurants and stuff, if there was one place, give me a couple of restaurants that you really like to frequent here.
Oh, I like them all. Park Shore Grill is great. I like that. Cassis Brasserie is great. Bella Brava. And if you want beer, we're getting to be known as a brewery a location. St. Pete Brewery is great on First Avenue North. Three Daughters on 22nd Street, and Green Bench in the downtown area is also great.
And Rob, now, just I didn't bring any Rothschild or anything for lunch today, but I do have a little surprise for you back there. A bottle of Jordan, I think, is going to be nice.
That's one of my favorites. Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
So anyway, that's really it. Rob, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule here to join me on Job Talk. I'm sure that anybody listening to this is going to really get a really good feel of what St. Pete is like. And that's the whole point here. I just want to make sure that people have a chance to hear from the people that are making things happen and that really know the business and the community. And so I just want to thank you again for coming.
Thank you.
And so that was my guest, Rob Kapusta, definitely one of the people working hard to make St. Pete and Tampa Bay a great place to live and work. I also want to take this time to thank everyone for listening to Job Talk on RadioSt.Pete.com. I hope you also listen to the station whenever you can. You should check out some of the other local musicians who are featured here often, as well as the other programs on RadioSt.Pete.com. That's RadioSt.Pete.com. You can also download the free app and listen on your phone, tablet, or computer. You'll also find the archive shows there, too, so you can listen to any of the past shows at your convenience. Please check it out. And if you like what you hear, I hope you'll listen again and tell your friends. If you have any suggestions for guests or have any job-specific questions, please send an email to us at RadioSt.Pete.com. I'll answer your questions and get back to you. If you leave a phone number, I'll give you a call and talk to you. You'll also see information there on the upcoming shows, and I've got a couple of really wonderful guests coming up. You can check them out, including Mayor Baker will be a guest shortly, as well as Harry Beeswinger, the CEO of NetDirector. I'm very happy to have those two guests as well. So just also want to say many thanks go out to Joe Bordeaux, Chuck, Richard, Hari, my engineers Sean and Dan, and all the Eagles for their support as well. And, of course, it wouldn't be right to end Job Talk without saying at least just one more thing about St. Petersburg and the Tampa Bay area. And I hope today's show really gave some insight as to why this is really such a wonderful area to work and play. And if you're really thinking about relocating your family or business, you should take a look at all St. Petersburg has to offer. I'm really glad I did. And I'm sure you will too. You really can't beat St. Pete. That's my phrase. And anyway, thanks again for listening, everyone. And well, until next time, I'm your host, Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Datagistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Datagistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg.
RadioSt.Pete.com.